This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. House Democrats work through the weekend speeding towards articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Democrats say the charges are likely to focus on abuse of power and obstruction of the congressional inquiry. The case is centered around President Trump's July 25th phone call in which he asked Ukraine's president for a favor in investigating Democrats as he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands of black-clad protesters from all walks of life marched in Hong Kong Sunday under a crisp blue sky to march for human rights and democratic reforms in the financial hub. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
It was the first time since August that the Civil Human Rights Front, organizer of million-strong marches earlier in the year that paralyzed the Asian Finance Center, had received authorities' permission for a rally. It estimated turnout of 800,000, but police argued it was much lower at a mere 183,000. China blames the ongoing unrest, now in its sixth month, on interference by foreign governments, including the United States and Britain.
That was Reuters reporter Emer McCarthy. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday warned North Korean leader Kim Jong-un against hostile military actions, even as Pyongyang announced it had conducted a very important test at a satellite launching facility. North Korea's state media said the test was conducted Saturday at the Sohae Satellite Launching Station No. 7, a long-range rocket launching site in Tongchangri, a part of North Pyongyang province located near the border of China. This year has been one of North Korea's busiest in terms of missile launches. This is VOA News.